My sister had a ukulele, and I kind of absconded with that, and you know how siblings are. So I guess my folks said, well, better get this boy something. And went to Western Auto and picked out, it was red with black trim, silver tone guitar, and boy, I just plunked the heck out of it.
Was there an inspiration for you?
Johnny Cash.
Really?
Oh, yeah. My folks had four Johnny Cash albums, and it was easier because you could tune that guitar, you know, boom, 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 boom. And I did that for like 3 months, and my dad said, look, I'll buy you a cutting horse if you'll stop that. So I had to change chords. So it was good. I had fun. We were a musical family, and as far back as I can remember, and honest to goodness, my granddad was a Brush Arbor Baptist minister. And my aunt played piano, and when we would get together with family reunions, they had the old upright tinkly piano in the corner, and they'd get over there and sing those gospel songs. Man, it just, you know, that still gets me these today, you know, with that. But that was my early inspiration. But as far as actually playing guitar and singing songs, it had to be John Cash all the way.
When did you start writing your own songs?
Fourth grade.
Before you had the guitar?
Well, right. Yeah, my first little love poem was to one of the girls in class. And, you know, I was always writing stories and poems. And Baxter Black.
Mm-hmm. The cowboy poet.
Right.
Right.
And I are going to have to talk because there was a poem, you know, caught no fish, tell you why, water too low, wind too high. Now, he says he wrote that. I thought I wrote that. So, you know, you never know. But writing, honest to goodness, writing is just rewriting. You know, it's, I think Randy Travis had a song out, you know, umpteen years ago about, you know, there's at least a million love songs and stuff. And so you just say it your own way, and that's what makes the world go round.
Now, you like writing about cowboys and the West and things like that.
Well, actually, I morphed into that because my girls, when they were little bitty, we'd have bubble bath concerts. And, you know, the first songs we learn is ABCDs. And then I got to thinking, well, one of these days they're going to be in school. So they need to learn A-E-I-O-U. And once you learn the vowels and the consonants, then you put them together. They're going to have to learn to write their name. So we started. It morphed into my DOG won't R-U-N. If you get on MarshallMitchell.com, my website, and you can click on, my wife always tells me, don't tell people you have an adult site, but I have a big kid site and a little kid site. So if you go to the little kid site, you can click on the music and listen to snippets of, you know, of course, ABCD. A-E-I-O-U, my D-O-G won't R-U-N, my C-A-T won't N-A-P, and because E is sometimes silent, you know, my P-I-G won't S-M-I. So, you know, it just kind of morphed into that, and because of where I grew up, and every kid wants a pony for their birthday. So the cowboy thing, you know, I played country music, but predominantly, and I just morphed into, you know, the cowboy lifestyle of we as parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins. The older ones have the opportunity to help the younger ones. So it was kind of sort of like a hand in a glove. You know, everybody wants a pony. I will be the new singing cowboy. And I fashioned a seat. For those of you that have seen me, you're smiling out there. But for those who haven't, I sit on a seat with a stick horse head. So that, you know, I ride the range and sing the songs and tell the stories. And from that, the cowboy thing just came up because cowboys are special in that you are what you say you are. When you speak, that is your law. And if I'm lying, then I'm not a real cowboy.
This CD that I have in my hand right here, Clean Water Rangers. This is in conjunction with the Watershed. Right. It will be part of the Secchi Day event. You'll be performing this there.
Right.
The Illinois River Watershed Partnership came to you?
Right, yes.
Commissioned you to write songs about water.
Right. I was working on and still have plans for like a Marshall Mitchell show, TV show, because we don't have Captain Kangaroo. We don't have Mr. Rogers. You know, who are our role models? It should be, in my opinion, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, you know, who have been down the road, and it's our responsibility to pass this information on. in a positive way to the kids so that they can, you know, you can still watch them fall down and skin their knee, but you don't want to, you know, let them go so far as to break bones. You know, they have to have that experience, but still, I think it's up to us to pass that on to them. That being said, and my cowboy thing and doing if I can get the words right, Arts on Tour with the Arts Council. I have worked with them since 2000 with schools and libraries and, you know, doing my kid shows. And then here we go again, the other hand with a hand in a glove, because it's not so much tree hugging and conservation and stuff, because we do need industry. And I don't know the ins and outs and all the workings of, you know, how a city grows and all the infrastructure and stuff like that. But I do know through my I'm not answering your question, but through the relationship with the watershed that we can work as partners, because we still need the industry, we still need the commerce. You know, you can't throw your slop where you drink, so to speak. But they came to me and they said, would you be interested in writing some songs, because it's education, you know, it's leading the way as far as nobody knows the true answer, but we can, you know, together we can find it a whole lot better than, you know, apart. But they came to me and I said, shucks, I don't know anything about it. So they gave me some information. They said, we would like, you know, these songs, X number of songs, titles. So I read the information, and I've just been really lucky, I guess, in being able to make the words, make the melodies.
It's one thing, I guess, if you're having a bubble bath concert with your daughters and you get inspired, because I'm sure that's just really inspirational, and ABCs, and then learning the vowels. So that kind of, I guess, comes organically or naturally. Mm. But when someone says, we want you to write about this subject,
right,
do you have to sit down and go and just start thinking about it?
Well, you do.
Do you think about what rhymes with water? Or
well, you have to educate yourself first to find out. And the coolest thing, and I've told this story 100 times, never in my wildest dreams would I ever have thought that Marshall Mitchell would write a song called Riparian Buffer Zone. Because when they started talking about riparian buffer, you know, I'm still struggling with a computer. And, you know, when you upload something, you know, it's buffering. And that's the first thought that I had was, how is this, the computer working here? And then it made myself laugh, riparian buffer zone, which is actually, you know, helps cut down on the erosion and stuff like this. And I thought to myself, okay, of all the songs that I'm going to write, you know, there was watershed, planting trees, rivers, lakes, and streams, habitat and stuff. I'll do riparian buffer zone because that's got to be the toughest. It just fell out in about 5 minutes.
Really?
And I'll play it for you here in a short, but it's just, it is so cool. It is, I don't know where the tunes come from. And I've been making songs for so long, you still can't get by without the little rhyming dictionary, because, you know, love above, you know, would, could, you know, those rhymes have been around for 100 years. And if that's what I think makes a unique songwriter, of taking words that you might not normally think would rhyme and have them rhyme.
Do you mind if playing something?
Oh, sure, man. I'd love to. Because this is... Okay, I told you about riparian buffer. I'll do riparian buffer for you. For those of you folks out there in radio land that don't know what a riparian buffer is, it is... it's the trees and the bushes and the vines and the roots that grow on the edge of the stream. To keep the runoff from running off and make it muddy when it really was clean. When the rainfall comes and the water rolls instead of just rolling in, all the trees and the bushes and the vines and the roots slow it down to help it soak right in. A riparian buffer zone, gonna plant one for my own on the shores of the waterways to help keep the banks in place. A riparian buffer zone, call your friends on the telephone. Stop erosion now, I can tell you how, with a riparian buffer zone. Well, now how erosion works on plain old dirt, water carves out little trails.
Some are real long and skinny, while others are as big as a whale. When the sun comes out and the rain is done, you can trace its every track. And where the water is washed the dirt away, you're never gonna get it back. A riparian buffer zone, gonna plant one for my own on the shores of the waterways to help keep the banks in place. A riparian buffer zone, call your friends on the telephone. Stop erosion now, I can tell you how with a riparian buffer zone. Stop erosion now, I can tell you how with a riparian buffer zone.
That's something short of incredible. You know, about 3 years ago, I took up 8 minutes of airtime trying to explain what a riparian buffer zone was, and you did it far better there in 2.5 minutes.
Well, it all comes from their information. You know, Illinois River Watershed Partnership.com. I think it's IRWP.com. And you can you can scroll down to the bottom of the Clean Water Rangers and get a listen to all the songs that we have. But it's, you know, it's a partnership with industry, commerce, environmental, you know, all the people. They have what's called stakeholders, and it's groups, representatives, you know, talking to each other, working with and for each other, because just like we need, you know, with Tyson, they need the chickens down the road, or Walmart, they need the merchandise down the road. Well, the highway department, you know, they have to work hand in hand with the needs and the wants of what, you know. See, I'm getting off the beaten track here because I'm talking about stuff I have no idea about. That's commerce. But, you know, it's just a short example of if you need something and I need something, it's a whole lot better to work together to find out what our needs and wants are than it is just bulldozing over yonder.
Well, that's the same with writing a song like what we just heard, is that you don't want to sing at people. That right. won't do any good.
Right.
You want
right.
to sing for people, and that's what that song does.
Right. Well, and especially for kids. And I have played on major concert stages. I have played in college settings. I play in nursing homes. I have played, you know, backyard birthday parties. The toughest crowd. And I am serious. The toughest crowd are kids, because once you say something, that is law. And if you vary from that, one, two, maybe, you know, whoever in there will come back and say, that's not what you said a while ago, you know. So you really have to not only try and know what you're talking about, but stay where you know. And with me, you know, I can jibber jabber about anything, as you well know. But, yeah, they're the toughest. And to do something like this, you know, you have to cut through the fog. You have to, you know, we don't have 10, 15 minutes per song to try and explain. It's short, sweet, and hopefully concise.
Do you mind playing one more for me?
Sure, I'd love to. One thing I would like to get involved more in with the Clean Water Rangers is rain gardens. And I never knew what a rain garden was. And basically, the whole point of any watershed partnership, whether it be here in Arkansas, down in Texas, in New Jersey, or, you know, South America, for that matter, is the whole idea is to slow the water down so that it has an opportunity to soak in. So this is where we got the rain garden. There's a rain garden in the corner of my yard, and it's there when the rain falls really hard. And the plants there I planted way back when to help the flow of water slow down and soak right in. Now where the ground slopes is where the water goes. It's collected by gravity flow and collected in my rain garden that helps the flow of water slow down and soak right in.
There's a rain barrel right beside my house collecting runoff from the downspout, and I can use it when the days are dry. I can give my plants a drink from my own water supply. Now all of these things we have sung about, we can all do all around our house if we want to. Try it and then you'll see that the water slows down and soaks right in. Yeah, you'll see that the water slows down and soaks right in. It soaks right in. It soaks right in. Bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop. Marshall, thanks so much for coming in.
Hey, thanks, Kyle, for having me, and I appreciate it.
We'll see you on the 21st. How's
we
that?
We will be out there. Seki Day.